Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Oh, we all love the cable companies, don't we? Ed sent me a story, so Steve, to see this one. From the Los Angeles Times and David Lazarus, who does great writing on consumer issues. Renew your service or we'll trash your credit score. Spectrum tells X customer. So the Spectrum cable company has been sending letters out to people because they confirmed they did this to more than one person, where they said basically, you're not with us right now, but you used to be. And if you come back, we'll welcome you back to them to, you know, open arms. But if you don't come back, we might trash your credit score. And the question is, how can they trash your credit score if you don't owe them any money? And that's what the guy at the center of this story points out to David Lazarus. His name is Steve Schler. And he wonders why they're coming after him. He says, it's been years since I've even been a subscriber. So he lives in Altadena. He got the letter from Spectrum saying that, and this is the quote now, as a one-time courtesy, the company will cancel debt it claims he owes and stop reporting him as a deadbeat to credit agencies if he agrees to resume cable service. But they call it a one-time courtesy, and the letter then says they'll cancel the debt he owes. The problem is he doesn't owe a debt. Now, they do say, and this again is another quote, a well-established credit history will more likely allow you to qualify for lower mortgage rates, better chances for obtaining credit cards, and approvals for home rentals. Now, that statement is true. A well-established credit history will do that. But this man apparently already has a well-established credit history, and he does not owe Spectrum any money. The letter also says, you have worked hard to build a great future for yourself and your family. We look forward to welcoming you back. Now, David Lazarus says, you know, it sounds like something you hear on The Sopranos, such as, you've made a nice life for yourself. Be ashamed if something happened to it. A spokesperson for Spectrum said, yes, the letter is real, but called it an opportunity to reconnect with the cable company, but didn't really address why there's that veiled threat in there. Now, Mr. Lazarus says, I've never before seen a pitch that so blatantly threatens harm unless you come around. The Spectrum letter tells Schler that despite his alleged fiscal irresponsibility, resuming cable service will allow him to come back in good standing as a new customer. And when you become a customer, we will both remove your debt and cease reporting it to any credit bureau. Of course, the question is, if you don't have any debt, how will they remove it? And if you don't have any debt, why are they reporting it to credit bureaus? So there's two problems there. So Mr. Schler said it seems like corporate blackmail. The letter is filled with real and implied threats. And of course, Mr. Schler says he does not owe Spectrum any money. He said, it's been years since I was their customer, and they've never said anything about me not paying my bills. So there's no notices of missed payments, no warnings about adverse reports, nothing like that. But it does say, if you come back to us, we will cease reporting, implying that they are, in fact, reporting him now. So the question is, were they doing anything? So Mr. Lazarus asked the consumer to check his credit reports. And he said that he did that, and it shows one issue where he made one credit card payment while he's out of the country. But there's no mention of Spectrum anywhere on the credit report. So Spectrum does not appear to be currently reporting him as delinquent. But they say that they will stop doing that if you come back. So it does come across as a threat. Now, Mr. Lazarus points out that this suggests the company has not actually reported his purportedly unpaid bills. And if that's the case, that would still mean the letter is misleading or dishonest. Take your pick. Schler said he made two calls to Spectrum to see what was happening. Both service reps, he said, found no outstanding obligations. So he called them, do I owe you money? They said, no. So the reporter from the Los Angeles Times contacted Spectrum and requested some clarification. And a spokesperson of the company said that he could not discuss the details of Schler's situation. Well, of course not, but can you speak to this in general? Well, he said letters like the one that this man received are sent to numerous former customers who may have billing issues. The letters are intended to help indebted people find their way back into the financial light. He said the offer eliminates their past due balance and stops reporting of that debt to any credit bureau. Both good things for the consumer, and yes, invites them to reconnect with Spectrum at a promotional price. So giving the company the benefit of the doubt, Mr. Lazarus said it's good that Spectrum is willing to waive the outstanding debt and help people maintain good credit, but that still gets you back to the idea that this appears to be a threat. And so he says, no matter how many times you read it, it still comes across as aggressive. And again, the key line here is, when you become a customer, we will both remove your debt and cease reporting it to any credit bureau. And that does imply you have debt that's unpaid and they have reported you to a credit bureau. And I guess you can also say there's a third thing there, because it kind of sounds like if you don't play ball with us, we might report you. Now, it doesn't say that in so many words, but you do kind of get that impression. So if you don't return as a Spectrum customer, the company will go after or keep going after you and your credit score, is how Mr. Lazarus reads that. And I do believe that that's an accurate reading, how most people would read that. So he says it's not a promotional offer, that's a shakedown. And so even if the man owed Spectrum money, there'd be more palatable ways of dealing with it than threatening fiscal harm unless he commits to giving the company money on a regular basis. In case you're curious, the average cable bill in America is $116 a month. Seems low. Of course, the question is whether that includes internet or not. So Lazarus asked Schlaer how he felt about Spectrum's response to the inquiries. And he says, they threatened to destroy my credit. That's sleazy. That's sleazy. And it certainly sounds like it. And so, you know, what's bizarre is the competition in the cable industry is insane. I mean, it's just insane. And I've got cable. I'm not going to mention by who, because I don't feel the need to advertise anybody. But, you know, it's kind of expensive, but I also have a lot of stuff. But I also do have my internet with my cable company. So that probably raises the price a little bit, I assume. But I can tell you that years ago, I had an issue with a cable company. And it's just something strange about how cable companies operate, because they are a business that's regulated more heavily than the typical service. And I would think that they would avoid these kinds of financial shenanigans, but years and years and years ago, I actually had cable in a small town. This is literally over 20 years ago. I had cable in a very, very small town, and it was a small town cable provider. It was not a major cable company. In fact, they might not even exist anymore. They may have been swallowed up by somebody. And, I moved, sold the house, moved. So I remember calling to end my service. And they said, okay, you know, we'll end it end of this month. That's your last bill. You've got to turn your cable box in because, you know, you've been renting that from us. So I unplugged the box and I walked in and I handed it to somebody and they handed me a receipt and I walked out. And 7 years later, I got a letter saying, if you don't return your cable box, you owe us money. And I'm reading the letter and I'm going, who are these people? So I didn't recognize the name at first. I'm like, is that the cable company I had Seven years ago. And the reason I remember seven is because the statute of limitations on a contract claim in Michigan is 6 years. I'm an attorney. Things like that get stuck in my head. So I took the letter and I tore it up and threw it away. And another month goes by and I get another letter. They go, if you don't return that cable box, you're going to owe us and it lists some money. So I called the number. And guy answers the phone. I say, hi, my name's Steve Leto. I keep getting these letters. The guy goes, what's your account number? I look at the letter, there's an account number. I read it to him. The guy goes, you never return your cable box. I go, when do you show that my service ended? The guy reads off a date that was 7 years prior. I go, okay, can you explain to me why you just sent me the first letter a month ago saying that I didn't return my cable box when I did? He goes, do you have the receipt for returning it? I go, not anymore. There's no need to keep a receipt like that past 6 years. He goes, why is that? And I go, statute of limitations. He goes, for what? I go, breach of contract. He goes, what are you, an attorney? I go, yes. I got the letters every single month for about a year saying, if you don't return that cable box, you owe us money. If you don't return the cable box, you owe us money. If you don't return the cable box, you owe us money. And the problem with that is that Michigan and the United States have laws. There's a federal law and a state law on debt collection, but it only applies to third-party debt collectors. So somebody who claims that you owe them the money directly can violate the debt collection laws because they don't apply to them. And so I'm using the word violate there just in the sense of the meanings of the words. So if that had been a debt collector sending me that letter after they knew that the letter was false, I could have gotten them for that. But it was simply the cable company. And why they decided 7 years later that I didn't return a cable box, I don't know. Screw up in their system somehow. But I got those letters. I take them, throw them away. There's nothing they can do about it. But, who knows? So cable companies are odd. And I'm being generous with that word. And a lot of people talk about how difficult it is to get help from a cable company. And not so long ago, I had issues with my internet. My internet speeds dropped dramatically. So I know roughly how long, for instance, it takes me to upload a video to YouTube. And one day, about 2 weeks ago, I was uploading a video and I was watching the progress bar, which normally just kind of works its way across and boom, the video's online. The progress bar wasn't moving. And it did the math and it says, this video's going to upload in like 5.5 hours, which is a problem because normally it's a matter of minutes, not hours. It should be something you time with a stopwatch, not a calendar. So I decided to call my cable company, find out what's going on there. And I called, and the first thing that happens is you get a recording that says, right now traffic is busier than normal. It's going to take so long to get back to you. And that was a time frame that I didn't want to deal with. And then I logged onto the website, and I got a chat bot. And of course, a chat bot says, here's the basic things you should do, such as plug and unplug your router, blah, 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 blah. But while all this was going on, I did enter my information somewhere. And I did get a text back that says, they're doing maintenance in your area. Your speeds might be slower for a little bit. And shortly thereafter, my speeds went back up again. And I got a note saying the maintenance has been completed. So it might be that they were doing maintenance and maintenance caused it. And I understand that. I got no problem with that. Of course, the problem I had was the fact that if I wanted to speak to a human being, I couldn't do it that day. Or it was going to be so late in the day that, my problems would have solved themselves some other way. I don't know. But this is a crazy story because if you were with this company, Spectrum, and you left and you're in California, you might get a letter saying, hey, if you come back, we'll forgive your debts and stop reporting you to credit bureaus. If you don't owe them any money, you might wonder, how does that sentence even make any sense? And is that a threat? So they might say, hey, it's such a fine line because if you don't owe the money, it's not a threat. I don't know what they're going to say, but I'll be curious to see what happens. So Ed, thanks for sending it to the Los Angeles Times Publisher. David Lazarus wrote it. Great article. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Don't despise the little steps you know you can take every day. There are tiny miracles in each and every one of them.